This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Groups for the decriminalization of plant-based psychedelic drugs are opposing a ballot initiative to legalize psychoactive mushrooms in this fall's election. Organizer Melanie Rose Rogers says they're for decriminalization, but doing it in a community-oriented way.
We do need to organize. We do need to stand up for what's right, for our beliefs, because if not, we're going to have the same thing happen. A small group of people with lots of money making all the decisions for everyone else.
Rogers and other organizers have criticized current statewide legalization efforts for taking too much out-of-state money. Meanwhile, wine in grocery stores is one step closer to a reality in Colorado. Here's CPR's Will Cornelius.
Signatures were submitted today for a ballot initiative that would allow grocers to sell wine. Grocers have said this is more convenient for customers. But local liquor stores say otherwise. Jason Barassa owns Stone Fox Wine and Spirits in Loveland.
Grocery stores shouldn't have it. You're never going to get help. It's not going to grow the community.
The Secretary of State's office has 30 days to certify signatures for the ballot. If it has the required 125,000, the measure will be decided by voters this fall. I'm Will Cornelius. CPR News.
Northbound I-25 is fully reopened after a diesel fuel spill near the Denver Tech Center. Greenwood Village police say that around 3 a.m. they responded to a box truck with a ruptured fuel tank. About 100 gallons of diesel spilled across the interstate near Bellevue Avenue, stalling northbound traffic for several hours. Police are still investigating what caused the spill. Nobody was injured. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 3:06.